Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Daily Home Edit. I'm Julia Houlihan from Home Beautiful Magazine. And joining me is Sarah Berman.
Hello, I'm the editor of the magazine. And today we're going to be talking about how you can create a home that actually reduces stress and promotes well-being. Just with decorating. Jules, can you believe it?
I can't believe it. Tell me more.
It's that simple. Okay, number one. For your whole home, you can do this in any room of the house, but I particularly like it in bathrooms and bedrooms, but of course in living rooms too. Decorating with plants.
If you can keep them alive. They're really good to promote well-being.
Decorating with houseplants, I think, is just such a great idea because surrounding yourself with greenery, obviously they bring oxygen into a room, but also they're just visually beautiful.
Very pleasing to the eye, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's just lovely to surround yourself with nature. I think it can create a really positive vibe, unless you let them wither and die. So don't forget to water.
Water. Another thing we can do is choosing quiet colours and natural materials. So things like wool fabrics or jute rugs, and just having restful spaces for the eye around the home. Not too much clutter, really.
Yeah, so keeping it clean and tidy, but also choosing a palette that's soothing. So for some people, it's going to be different. The colours are going to be different for everyone. But if you go for a really soothing natural palette, colours drawn from nature, so blues and greens, and just creating zones where you can feel relaxed and take some me time.
And I think also just having things in the home that bring you happiness and spark joy, as Marie Kondo likes to say, will make the space feel really, really restful and inviting to your guests.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important, I think, to choose those pieces that are really quality that also make your heart sing. The next one, in the bedroom. Now, this is an important one. We're choosing linen bedding or cotton. Cotton is okay, but linen is the best because
most breathable, would you say?
Yes. Yeah. It's the most breathable. So it will help regulate your body temperature, which promotes more restful sleep. And I've just had a really positive experience with linen bed sheets. So my partner is a really hot sleeper. So we find it's just the best way to keep him cool and to stop that battle with the blankets every single night.
And is it still warm enough?
Absolutely, because they keep you warmer in winter and cooler in summer. The same way that wool does, where it's got natural sort of insulating properties, but also lets the air flow.
And I love the longer you have your linen sheets, the softer they actually get. So the more you wash them, it's almost like they just get better and better over time.
Yes.
Rather than I feel my cotton ones start to fall apart the more I wash them.
Yeah, and they actually, I mean, I really like the crumpled linen look, so it suits absolutely. That's a so lazy person like me.
Well, it's still on trend, that kind of crushed sheet look.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would give you just one tip with your linen sheets to keep them fresh, which is don't put them in the dryer.
Yeah.
You can put them in the dryer, but I think they will last longer. The fibres won't break down as quickly if you hang them on the line and let them air dry.
Yeah. Another thing is to create a space for contemplation, a space for me time.
Yeah, so this could be as simple as just having an armchair in the corner of a living room, or maybe a section. You could go outside. It could be in the garden or perhaps on the deck.
Yeah, I don't really have enough space in my home to have a dedicated zone to put an armchair for a little reading nook, but I do have a beautiful deck out the back. So I have the umbrella up and I have a really comfy outdoor like day bed, and I just lie there in the sun and have a drink and read a book.
That's really about your mental health, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's just about taking some time for yourself.
Having a space where you can actually get a bit of sun on you in the house as well, I think is really nice feel.
Oh, absolutely. Natural light is key to well-being. So the number one thing which flows on from that is to digitally detox as much as you can when you're at home.
It's hard.
It's really hard. But I would suggest having at least a section of each day that is dedicated to being digital free.
Yeah.
So for lots of people that might be dinner time, a family dinner time, but also not looking at screens before you go to bed.
Yeah, and I know there is the blue light you can put on your screen now if you do want to look at it before you go to bed, but I think just for mental, just to switch off mentally, because if you're looking at a screen just before you go to bed, your mind is just racing completely the whole time.
It's true. I actually try to avoid looking at my screen no matter what time of the night I wake up as well, because I do not want to know the time.
Yeah, it's not
and
good.
I don't want to start thinking about anything other than getting back to sleep.
Well, that all sounds very calming and restful, Sarah. Now it makes me want to go and have a little nap.
Absolutely. Well, that's it from us today. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Home Edit. Please rate, review and subscribe and tell us what you think, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.